All right, hey, it's Tom Rowley here for graduatemedicine.com. I wanted to jump in around a petition that you hopefully know about. If you don't, then this is to bring your awareness to this petition. Now, this petition is about APRA going ahead with an idea that they will basically publish all complaints against doctors, even if those complaints are investigated and found to be false and ridiculous or whatever's going on, that they're not actually saying anything about that doctor, they're still going to go ahead and make that complaint on against that doctor's name on the register on the APRA website. So this petition's saying, hey, this is ridiculous. How can you publish this stuff against a doctor when there is not even anything that they did wrong? So now, and you might think, oh, well, most complaints are actually, yeah, they're all going to be upheld. No, they're, according to Doctor Portal, where I sent this link from, they reckon at least 70 plus percent of these are dismissed. So you're looking at a 7 out of 10 of these shouldn't be on this website. Now, to me, this is getting at like the tip of the iceberg that it's actually pretty hard to be a doctor. That we have put in a lot of sacrifice to get to where we are. I mean, years of study. I mean, me alone, I think I was 3 years science, 4 years medicine, 2 years in the hospital, 3 years GP. And then another year for medical acupuncture. So whatever that adds up to, it's a lot. It's a lot of time where I was studying away from family, having to make sacrifices to actually be a GP. And all of us in the medical fraternity are actually in that position that we have put in hours and hours and years of our life to actually get to where we're at. And then APRA's come along and go, you know what? Someone's having a bit of a whatever. They're like, oh, I'm just going to complain. And even though there was nothing wrong done by that doctor, that's still going to go up on as a list on a complaint. So what can we do? All right, there's a petition out there. The link is there under this video. So go ahead and click on that, fill that in. Target is 15,000. When I went in and put in my name, it was at 14,194. They're aiming for 15,000, so we're pretty close on that. And really, if this goes ahead, I mean, my take on it is, hey, at what point are we going to say, you know what, APRA, we're coming after you? You know, like we have a right to protect our role, all of the things that we put into our lives. And you guys are just sitting there in your little white ivory towers deciding these things that make no sense. So I'm like, you know what, we should continue to, if this continues and the petition doesn't work, then AMA, RACGP, whatever the bodies are, amalgamate and we go, boom, let's go after this and get this resolved. Because what's at stake here is not just these complaints, but it may be the tip of an iceberg that sends a doctor over and they start hitting into thoughts of suicide or burnout. And suddenly, this is a real problem. You know, the suicide of doctors is a real problem. So we need to be aware of this. Actually, take action, go and sign the petition. And also, in a bigger picture kind of thing, making sure that if you're a doctor, looking after yourself. So maybe it's a little point here just to check in and say, hey, where am I in my own health, in my body? Am I exercising? Am I doing any meditation or prayer practices to connect into spirituality or what the heck this whole life thing's about? Where am I looking to invest or spend time with my family, my loved ones, my wife or my husband, and actually support that relationship, as well as checking in around, yes, my work as a doctor. Am I making sure that everything's taken care of there? All right, guys, thanks for joining me on this one. As I said, the step from here is to go ahead and click that petition, sign it. If you haven't already, share it. And let's get this thing sorted out for the well-being of the profession. All right, see you soon on another live video. All right, bye.